As we discussed earlier, there will be changes to how statuses appear in the Epic system versus the Legacy system. Let's go over the different statuses that can appear for an invoice on the My Forms and Requests tab of the Epic E-Rate Invoicing Dashboard. The status listed in the FCC Form 472 status column represents where the invoice is in the overall process and may differ from some of the invoice line statuses. There are four statuses that can populate in this field: incomplete, certified, processed, and canceled. An incomplete status indicates that an invoice has been created but not certified. This status appears when a user has started to file FCC Form 472 but has not yet submitted the form, or a partial rights user has sent the form to a full rights user for certification, but the form has not yet been certified. When an invoice is given a status of incomplete, a task will be generated in the My Pending Tasks tab reminding the user to complete or certify the invoice form. The task will be called Create FCC Form 472 followed by the BEN number and, if applicable, the invoice number. Invoice numbers will not generate for in-progress forms until the basic information section of the form has been completed. To complete a form with a status of incomplete, a full rights user can click on the link in the My Pending Tasks tab, which will redirect them to the in-progress FCC Form 472. An invoice status of certified means that the invoice has been submitted and certified and one or more invoice lines have yet to be processed by USAC. The invoice will remain in a status of certified until all of the lines in the invoice have been processed and paid. An invoice status of processed means that all lines of the invoice have been processed and paid. However, just because an invoice has a status of processed does not necessarily mean that it has been approved and paid in full. A status of processed simply means that each line of the invoice has either been approved and paid in full, approved but paid a different amount than what was requested, or denied and paid $0. Therefore, it is important to open the invoice record and view the disbursed copy of the invoice lines to review the disbursed amount and any decision codes and modification reasons. We will learn how to do this a bit later in the course. An invoice status of cancelled means that the invoice was either discarded before submission or cancelled after it was submitted and certified. Users can cancel an invoice with a status of incomplete by opening the task associated with the incomplete form and clicking Discard Form at the bottom of the screen. However, for invoices with a status of certified, users must open a customer service case to cancel the invoice form or any invoice lines on the form. Click Next to continue.